A sea of colored beads, gourds, and baskets fill the historic Girl Scout house in Elko, a small community center with creaky wooden floors and fluorescent lighting. Tables showcase a range of traditional and contemporary Western Shoshone styles. It's all part of the Great Basin Native Market, which took place last week just blocks away from the Elko Convention Center, the main venue for the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Artist Angie Quintana presented an overview of her work, which includes beaded purses, jewelry, and keychains.
Beading takes all my stress away, keeps my energy level from flowing so high. It is more or less my quiet time.
Quintana says her work is important because it helps carry on Native American traditions, keeping them alive.
You got to be proud to be a Native American. You got to be proud to be that color of your skin is there and you can't take that color away because that was what you were born with, and not to be ashamed of it.
Lois Whitney started the market 13 years ago to give local Native Americans a chance to share their culture with the influx of visitors coming to town. But she says the Western Folklife Center, which organizes the annual gathering, isn't doing enough to include her community.
The Folklife Center should have included the Indians more. You know, the cowboy and Indian idea, we're cowboys too, we're storytellers too, but we were never really brought into that process, so we created our own.
Whitney says as the gathering grew into an international festival, it became more formal, which has scared off some locals.
I think the cowboy poetry, when it first started, it was different, but it became more of a black tie affair. I just think it made it uncomfortable for us. We just didn't feel welcome.
David Roach is the executive director for the Western Folklife Center. He says there was more Native American representation at the gathering this year, including a film series on the loss of Native language.
Actually, we have a 3-year project up at the Duck Valley Reservation with a school district up there where kids have been producing incredible videos that have been prize-winning videos.
In addition to that project, two more sessions at the gathering were focused on Native American stories. Roach says he's working to continue that growth.
There's always room for more, but if you go to our gift shop, you'll see that our two best-selling painters are Michaela Jones and her son. And so it's just the quality of the work, we have it in there.
Michaela Jones was raised on the Duck Valley Reservation, straddling Nevada and Idaho, and moved back to Elko 2 years ago. She says she's pleased with the collaboration.
I'm happy to see that the Folklife Center, you know, they usually have like a rule that they don't allow their artists, like, you know, I would have to be exclusive to them. And it's like I've said, I'm staying with the Native and I'll come and see you guys when I can. So I think it's about them being flexible too.
Jones has her work for sale at both the convention center and the Native market, and she's beginning to see more local Native American artists showcase their work. But Victoria Jackson says that process remains a challenge. She's the editor and producer for Tomoke News, the local tribal newspaper. She says these artists lack the confidence to collaborate with organizations to share their work.
We need to make ourselves a little more exposed. And there comes that self-promotion again. You know, we're not very good at it, but if we can start becoming in contact with the people that we need to talk to, that would, I think, help a ton.
Native market organizer Lois Whitney says she thinks that hesitation goes back generations.
The fear is that if they share, it's going to be taken from them. But basically, to share is how we all progress.
And while there has been some progress, Whitney hopes to see even more locals present their work at the Girl Scout House for years to come. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.